What is this shift?
Shall we begin?
We shall.
Yeah, get that shit out of there.
So today I'm gonna bless this. Blessing, yeah. In the name of the Father with the okay sign. Is okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. Go.
Ready, set, shift.
Ready,
Kaboom.
set, shit. Ah.
Welcome, shifties.
The shift hit the fan.
Shift's gonna hit the fan. Squadra.
We are your favorite shift shapers. Shift shaper, yeah.
Shift shaper.
I always have to check to make sure I didn't say shapeshifter.
Shift shaper.
We are shift shapers.
You're shaping that shift.
Did I say that wrong? Good. All right.
All the shish.
The shifty stuff going on in these. Okay, I'm a little winded. Sorry
In the
about that.
universe.
But I got this little cloud puff going on. It's a gift.
We got the Ace of Wands.
Yeah. I'm just breathing some life into this, don't you mind me? Breathing some life into everything. And then the
And
hidden
if you're
is the.
listening, and not seeing it, it's the Ace of Wands with the hand popping out of a cloud holding the wand. It's a beautiful card.
Oh, yeah, good idea. People don't always watch, they listen.
Yeah, we got the listeners. What's our
Them get
next?
program. Knight of Cups is the hidden energy. Ooh, a little bit shaky, huh?
That
And
energy's just flowing through
yeah, just
you.
trying to burst through. So much shift has been happening. It's all a gift. You wanna
The gift of shift.
tell the people what you think about these,
Sure.
Elias? Let me catch my breath a little
Yeah,
bit.
so we got the Ace of Wands here, where we this your gift is being handed to you. Like your tools are being set right in front of you. All the resources you need to go do the thing that you need to go do. Here it is. The universe, source, God is giving this to you. And that's here right now. Like that's not in the future. It's here. It's now. And then you have the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups comes along and is bringing you your chalice, your resource, your vitality, the water, your elixir, the thing that is going to sustain you and keep your body moving. Thinking about fasting, whenever you're fasting and you have your water, the water is going to make your fast so much easier than if you're doing a complete fast from everything. And a lot of times you can live off water for a really long time. And so I love this water element, like the flow of energy, because water is constantly moving, constantly changing. And so your knight, your servants, the universe is bringing that stuff to you, is bringing you that sustained energy that you need. And then here's the universe again coming through and giving you the resources to do the things that you need. The air is like stoking the fire, the breath of life, the thing that sustains and gives you your life force in a lot of ways. The breath of life is a lot of the times is seen as God in a lot of ways, especially in Hebrew, where it talks where you get Yehovah is, or Yeshua is very breathy in nature. And so you get that source, that authority that's coming from your own breath, from your own vitality. And here are the resources that you need to go about and make these things happen. The wand is your tool, your extension of magic. And that hand's popping out of a cloud is saying, here it is. Here's what you need. Now go extend your magic. Go use the intelligence, the intuition, the magic that's inside of you, and go forth and create some things. Use that creativity and all the elements that you have around you to go do that. And yeah, so that's what I got from all that. You got some deeper stuff going though too. What you got?
For me, I started with the Knight of Cups because I wanted to see what's running the show, what's in the background. And the first thing that really stood out to me were the wings on his helmet. Right. So for me, I got that what came to mind was like the imagination taking flight, the mind, the thoughts ready to soar there. It's like ready to be lifted. It's in movement even though he's sitting there still. I see the cup ready to receive. The horse ready to walk. The only thing that's really still is the guy, and he's just there being carried. He's ready to be moved by by the horse and by whatever he's about to receive, and the imagination at work. And the stream. The stream they're about to cross over, tiny, everything else tiny compared to them because they're so lifted and so, giant. Like they've turned the mountains into molehills, right? And that's what gives you this, what came to mind first was a kid picking up a stick, finding a stick on the ground, or whatever. Magical people also have this reaction to finding a really good stick. We get so excited because it's like finding a magic wand. You feel like there's, it actually turns on the imagination because you're like, oh, this stick is the best. I just found the best stick. And when you find that, it's a gift because that's the experience in the body. That's what happens. It's what lights up in you in that excitement is like, good thing. This is going to be a really good day because I just found this best stick. And it's like, represented in all the life that you see in this stick is like the magic that comes with it, and it doesn't need to be plugged into anything. It doesn't need to be plugged into what we think it needs to be plugged into to have this life. Just like, a couple weeks ago, me being plugged into the universe with that imaginary iPhone charger that I plugged into my spine. And it just plugged directly into the all, into the universe. And that's what brought me back to life and helped me wake up, right? So, and then I, saw that the hand representing that you haven't actually grabbed it yourself, but you know it's a gift and it's a divine gift that's coming right out of the clouds. It's something that you made me think of as you were saying that. It's like the breathiness of God or Jesus and Yeshua that It's like whatever is spoken into. It's this is what we speak into. This is the thing that we actually asked for. just like when we put things into the cloud, we decide what goes into the cloud. into, the iPhone cloud. If you're an iPhone user, we got a cloud, right? but we decide what goes into it. We decide what information we want to hold in that cloud. And and that's what's going to give us what we get back, what we get back into the world, into the universe. It's going to save all our memories. It's going to save everything that's important to us or whatever. so whatever happens in the world, on the phone, in the physical, it's still going to be, all of that stuff is safe or whatever. But that's the stuff that we know is real because it's being held somewhere. We don't need to know where it's being held, right? So that's kind of what came up after hearing you talk. Is it made that other connection. It's like we speak it. We speak it, and that's what's being gifted to us. So we're being gifted right now the thing that we're that we're asking for, that we're putting into the cloud, that we're putting out into the universe. We're breathing life into it. So now the universe is ready, is handing it to us. We just got to grab it. And we do that by receiving it. we just got to know we have it because it's there. It's there to take. Yeah, that's what I got.
I love it. I love this feel, this thing that you're saying about imagination and speaking, because it goes beautifully in line with this little thing that I was reading yesterday, and it's things that I've like already known and felt and experienced and learned, but reading it again just brought a new beauty into my mind of it. And it's just this idea that the difference between thought and thinking. A thought pops into your mind. It's like a download. It just poof comes in, and it's light, it's easy, and it's like the creative imagination, like just something just got plopped in there. And the way this person was describing it was from the universe. And then he says that thinking, once you start thinking about that thought that just got plopped into your brain, that's when you start getting heavy about it, you start to doubt it, you start to fear the thought. You have all this logic that comes in around this thought. And then a lot of times you don't end up following through with the thought because you didn't trust the thought that came to you and to begin with. But this imagination, this creativity, imagination really is bringing this creative force that's from the universe, from God, the creation source, bringing that in. And letting it come out through us, through our body, through our expression. And a lot of the magical training that I've had has been that clear your mind, be in service of whoever you're being in service to, whether that's yourself or whatever is going on, just clear your mind and have a good intention and let whatever is going to come through, come through. And the first thing that comes to your mind, go to it, go with it. Don't try to think about it. Don't just trust the first thoughts that are coming through your mind. And doing this with other people, like we've the practices that I was able to do with others, we were reading each other's minds and re reading each other's bodies and their stories and all these things, and doing a lot of oh, what's that word? Like psycho something. But like just connecting through our minds. And most of the time it was
Telepathy.
very accurate. Telepathy, yeah. A lot of times it was very accurate. We were looking for those symbols that popped up in our mind, and then we would create a story about it. And it was very accurate to the person and what they were feeling and what they were needing and what's going on in their life. And I've gotten to apply that in so many different ways. But it does apply in so many ways, in so many different ways, because when you can receive that imagination, that connection to source, trusting the first thought that comes into your mind and going with it, you don't have to be right. All you have to do is just trust it and let it come and flow through and let it be creative. and then let magic just happen. And I've done this with, like, I've been wrong sometimes, and whenever I'm wrong,
What?
I see that, like,
Impossible.
yeah. But whenever I am wrong, I actually realize that sometimes I'm right, because sometimes that wrong thing that I was pulling out was actually something to poke somebody to pull out their own truth so that they could speak their truth. And that's has a beauty to it as well. And so you once you get over that fear and doubt of being wrong, you just trust whatever needs to come. And whenever something negative comes, you just let it come. You cancel out that karma that's, trying to come back and at you, and you just say, this is just happening, and I get to be with this. I get to experience this life and whatever it is that's happening. And I think there's such beauty in that, just that trust that we have of life, of source, and of our imagination, and that ability to bring things into existence, bring into reality the things that are coming through our mind.
You just like spoke to the thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and why it was so easy to forgive myself for everything that happened in my last relationship. There were so many times when I thought, why did I just say that? Like, what? I wasn't even thinking that. It wasn't even it's not even true for me. And but when you're like that open, you when you've said I'm a vessel for whatever change, for whatever is about to happen for this person's healing, you're gonna say things that don't make sense. And that is also a gift. That is also sometimes the gift of that tool is words, is what's going to be beneficial for somebody else. It doesn't have to make sense for you, right? So I could be honest about these things afterwards and own it that I said that even though I didn't mean it, even though it wasn't true for me, I said that in the moment because I knew it was going to help you through something, right? Going to own everything even if I don't understand it in the moment. And it's like it's also like connecting that, like how do you help people be able to be with everything that comes at them, that triggers them, that they're offended by, in the people they think are the enemy or on the opposite side of whatever topic that they're on, rather than shutting them off immediately and rejecting them and try to silence them and all that stuff. It's a thought I was having this morning. And I think this is, probably that is to help people realize what a gift they're being given, in all of these things, and to not take every word personally, but just allow them to happen. Just let the words exist as words, as something that needed to get out of that person, so that it doesn't build up and create a character out of that person. Because we're helping form people in the way that we hold them by their words. Because we believe that about them, and then we start making them believe that about them. And they're either gonna accept that belief or they're going to defend themselves and double down. So we're just going to keep perceiving them that way, and they're not going to see what they're saying and doing. They're not going to be able to hear themselves as well. That's why we have all these stubborn people all coming together. Like
I love that thought. because it brings back this thought that I had towards in like the religious culture of repentance. And repentance, for me, what I've defined repentance as is just change. We're constantly changing. We're constantly repenting. We're constantly repenning, rewriting the thing that's happening in our life, rewriting ourself. And the more we allow that rewriting to happen, the more we get closer to our true individual identity, our true self, and get closer to the truth that's around us, God, source, whatever it might be. And what I loved about this idea of repentance is that we have to allow others to repent as well, to change, to be able to rewrite themselves. And if I am holding that an image of who they are inside my mind, then I am not allowing them to change. I am holding them to this image that I have formed in my mind. And that doesn't help them grow. It doesn't help them evolve. I'm keeping them stuck in that form. And I don't know, that's such a sad thought to me to hold someone, excuse me, to hold someone in that place and to keep them trapped. And I think we need to allow them to have that repenning, that rewriting of themselves so that they can rediscover and continue to discover who they are and what they want to be in this life, instead of being written by their environment and by the things that society and culture or whoever it might be, their parents have written into them. They get to be whatever expression of themselves they need to be. And recently I was reading of this guy called Fakir Muzaffar. Muzaffar, I think. He's someone who's experimented a lot with pain and piercings, and he really talked about how the greatest gift in life is to allow an individual's unique expression of themselves in this life, for them to find that unique expression. And that's something that's really hard, like in our society and culture these days. I think we've really tried to define the wholesome man or wholesome woman, the complete man or woman, rather than allowing them to be unique and expression and expressionful. I don't know how to say that, but like full of expression, and allowing them to find that individuation inside of themselves and become an individual unto themselves. And I think that's one of the biggest gifts that we can give someone, is someone give them that space to express however they desire to express.
That would like eradicate the word toxic behavior, I think.
Yeah.
Because I was also thinking about like the people we just put into prisons and punish and all this for one mistake, you know. One mistake will give somebody a life sentence, whether they're serving it in prison or not. People will hold on to it like for forever. And being fully self-expressed is what came to mind when you were looking for the word expressionful.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the science behind how suggestible we are is how we're controlled, how our minds are controlled. And you know, so if we could take back our mind, because I'm all about controlling my own mind and mastering my own mind so that I'm not easily controlled, so that I don't buy into anything that people say is the truth about anything. because it could be something that's being used to control me, to weaken me, to make me feel like I'm at the effect of something, that I'm helpless, that I need others like a government to govern me, because or the pharmaceuticals to heal me, or the doctors, you know, to help me stay alive, or whatever it is. It's because I'm being constantly told what is poison, what is affecting me? What is all this stuff? And I'm also being told what's the right side of history, what's the wrong side of history. I'm being told who's toxic. I'm being constantly told who to stay away from, what to stay away from. And it's taking all of the humanity out of us when we buy into that stuff. It's taking our power from us when we buy into these things. It's actually been a topic of conversation in one of my text threads that, they're talking about, oh yeah, you just got to have this kind of diet, this kind of diet. Look at, what's going on with this person. And then we're like, well, look at all these healthy people who've had cancer, who have had all these things. I'm like, it's the mental diet that's number one, because I've had zero things that are healthy in my healing to help me, get to help me heal cancers, to help me stay alive, to help me work through all of these symptoms. And now I'm pain-free. I can actually sleep through the night and all this stuff, because the one thing that I worked on was my mental diet, the stuff that I'm putting into the cloud. Right. So what's being gifted back to me is the health that I've asked for, the healing that I've asked for, because I'm focusing on things one thing at a time. Whatever's the biggest problem, that's what's being given back to me. Is the solution for that. And I don't need to have daily sunlight. I don't need to have the perfect diet. I'm on a poor man's diet. I have disability, checks that just stopped, right? I have I'm eating what I have. Sometimes the neighbors are the ones that help, right? It's because they have the donation pile, whatever. I live in a place where we can do that. The neighbors, donate food and all that. And so I have none of the right conditions, but I have the right mental attitude. And whatever, I think I've said this on other episodes, that sometimes I'll let myself complain, I'll let myself say all the wrong things, because I know in listening to these things and hearing them and saying them out loud, I'm going to call them out of me so that they no longer keep running amok. And so that I learn, so that I actually hear myself speaking, because I'm not afraid to make public mistakes. I'm not afraid to get it wrong. I'm not afraid of being human, because I don't care what you think about me. I care about making a difference. I care about not being controlled. I care about being fully human, because living my whole life feeling like I'm an alien, and like I just don't fit in. I'm different. There's something that makes me unlovable or whatever. It's, my intensity or whatever. It's just how I'm built. It's how I'm wired. And I love that about me. And, because I own it, I'm attracting the people that love that. And I'm helping people learn to love themselves in the process, and give themselves that grace, and learn to not be so easily controlled by what's being said by society, by other humans, by what we're being programmed with constantly. Totally lost my train of thought. So I don't know where I was going with that, but hopefully I got to the point.
I think you landed right there of like, we are fed so much in our life. And I think to reiterate the words of Christ in his in the New Testament, he says something along the lines of, man is not poisoned by what he puts into his body, but what comes out of his mouth. And so what are we filtering? How are we filtering that information? How are we filtering all the things that are happening in life, the things that we are putting in our body? What is our mental state, like you're saying? Like, I have eaten poisonous things before and I cleared it out and I said, you know what? Cool. I needed this, or I needed whatever that was. It's going to do something for me. And I just allow myself to relax, and it filters itself out. And as we stop taking everything else in as our own truth, We can see it as a truth in life. That's okay. It's okay for other people to have their truth. But what is our own truth? What is inside of us? And what do we want to bring out into the world? What do we want to speak into the world? And that creative imagination is what's going to come through us. And that's going to be our unique expression in life. And there's such beauty to that. And I guess something that just today I was making a video, not realizing that this was going to be the theme of our conversation, but my challenge in this video, and I want to extend this challenge to everybody else who's listening. At some point today, you're going to see a tree. And I want you to look at that tree and say, and just ask yourself, or ask the tree, what message do you have for me today? And allow whatever first thought comes into your mind to be the message. Like, don't worry about what it is. Don't worry about if you're connecting to the tree, if you're connecting to source. Don't think about any of that. Just ask yourself, what message do you have for me? And then play with it. Play with where your mind wanders with that thought, that message that comes through. You know, it could be your subconscious, could be source, it could be the tree that's actually communicating with you. I don't care what you call it. I just want you to tap into your own intuition and trust yourself in that process. Because there's such beauty in knowing that the answer lies within you, within your own ability to bring forth that creative message, that creative knowledge that will flow through you, through the air and the water and every element that is a part of your body that is connected to who you are as a being. And so that's my challenge for you to go shift and just ask a message and see what comes.
This is how you can shift yourself.
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
Me neither. Thanks for being our shifties, guys. Y'all are amazing. Go spread that shift.
You're the best shift head ever. Love you, shifties.
Loves y'all. Y'all are
Talk to you
amazing.
30. The end.
The end. Kapumba.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.